Alrighty, let's go. It is the Mondayest of mornings, but we have the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast to help you grind through it. It's Dave here. All the good stuff from today, Monday, May 13th. The Sixers are out of it, and Game of Thrones is almost coming to a conclusion as well. We talked both those things to start things off. The Philly 500 is catching flack. Well, actually, our plan to upend the Philly 500 is catching some flack from listeners out there. John will explain. We shared four random facts along with Cindy Graham today. We stepped into the Joel hole once again, and we will all week long as we hand out tickets to Billy's big show at the bank, 7:40 every single morning. And it's Monday morning, so we rounded up the stupidest out there making headlines. Another edition of Thin the Herd in here for you. Let's do it right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
We need something to celebrate because we sure as hell are not going to celebrate an NBA championship.
Oh, my God.
How did a guy that size get a shot over Joel Embiid?
Well,
How did he do that?
He aimed at the ceiling, basically.
Kawhi is insanely good.
Yeah.
That was the friendliest four bounces I've ever seen.
It defied
ever.
Physics.
Ever.
It was a quadruple doink, if you think about it.
It was like, I'm looking at that, and I'm like, no.
Everyone was headed to the locker room, and then they were like, oh, we won. Cool.
That didn't lose the game for the Sixers. But it lost the game at the Sixers. But that wasn't the reason they lost the game.
Right. The timeouts might have had a little something to do with it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Speaking of cursing, all right, were you cursing that? I have never, and folks, we're going to talk about Game of Thrones a little bit, right? But there'll be no spoilers here if you haven't watched it yet.
Just turn the volume down. Don't change the station.
Right.
Keep the station on your radio.
No, but there's
turn
nothing that we're going to say that's really going to do this. There was more blood and more fire than I've ever seen in... I could take the entire past two seasons, ever since there's been dragons.
Yeah.
More blood, more fire than I've ever seen in one show.
And they had said, I almost called her whatever her name is in the show, Emilia Clarke had said that this episode is going to be bigger than all the episodes, and damn it, she was right.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It's about time.
Do you remember when Game of Thrones first started, we had a list of all of the people who were in it? It was like in a little song. It was one of these songs, you know.
Oh yeah. Like
okay,
a tournament,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I took the song, and I beeped out the dead people. Okay. Now, anytime we go to hear it, it will be
from King's Landing, cross Westeros to Winterfell. Who will survive season 8? Only time will tell. Will it be Grey Worm the or Potter Payne, to Gilly Gendry, or Tormund Giant's Fate? Jon Snow, Little Sam, Bronn or Jon's Aunt Daenerys? Will Tyrion the Unmin Knight? Or will Sansa Stark be the one to survive? Samwell, Tarly, Brienne of Tarth, or the Drogon, Rhaegal, either one of her dragons? Shitty the Night, or Mil, Ecton, or the guy with the three-eyed raven, Jon, Quan, or Arya, Dan, Yon, or Yara? Who the will claim is unknown on Game of Thrones?
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
Good morning, Cindy. How you doing?
Good morning.
I got an email from a listener. Actually, I got it. Andre got it. Debbie got it. All three of us. Tony got it, too. But Debbie's the one who responded to it. And it had to do with my comments in regards to the Philly 500. Because, you know, we've been telling you... not necessarily vote for me. We're asking you to vote for the who are you, because over the course of the past 10 years, and I just think it's sad. I think there should be more variety in our lives.
Sure.
All right. Over the course of the past 10 years, five of those 10 years, Stairway to Heaven came in as the number one song. Two times it was Beatles songs. One time Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd. You know, one time the Eagles' Hotel California. Sorry, it was three times for the Beatles.
Right.
Right. And it's not that I have anything against any of this, but this woman was so upset. How dare I try to sway weigh people's opinion. Look, everybody has their own opinion. They can do whatever they want. I'm just saying, you get 10 votes, give us one for who are you?
Let's put things in perspective. Right? It is weekend programming on a radio station.
It doesn't matter, Steve. Right. She's launching a special counsel to investigate the DiBella collusion.
This is really just you know, look, she's entitled to her opinion. What she doesn't realize is, so am I.
The John DiBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
And now it's time for
random facts.
1, 2, 3.
I realize you're fresh back from Nashville, but you will have to give us our random fact for this morning, there, Cindy.
I'll manage it somehow. Okay. Canada has more lakes than every other country combined.
Worldwide?
What?
Yes.
Every other country?
Combined.
Ah, no wonder why I call them ice packs.
Probably could have waited a day on anything Canada after that loss last night.
That's true.
Thanks, Cindy.
All right.
Sticking with basketball after my last comment, Manute Bolin was 7'7", the only player in NBA history with more blocked shots in his career than he had points.
Now are those shots that he blocked, or those shots that got blocked on him?
Shots that he blocked.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Confirm that stat.
Steven Spielberg, his career was launched when he directed the first episode of the greatest TV show of all time, Columbo, in 1971.
Did you say he was 21 years old?
It was more like mid-20s. I looked it up. But young and successful than any of us will ever be.
And something we can all identify with, the word mortgage is a combination of two old French words, mort and gage, which literally translates to death pledge. Yep, that's what we've done. And there they are, your
random facts.
Booyakasha!
The John DiBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again.
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
There'll be a part of the song that is missing, and you've got to fill in those lyrics. We'll tell you how many lines there is before you go in, because it won't always start at the beginning of the song. There's no challenge in that. Everybody knows the song in the very beginning. Now we're going to go inside. So if we were using something like Moving Out, I would tell you that he'll do two lines before he gets to it, and then you've got to fill in the hole. So it would sound like this.
And he's trading in a Chevy for a Cadillac. You want to know by now.
And then you come in here.
The fenders.
Yep, at least you can polish the fenders. So it is that simple, or, well, that's what it is. Whether it's simple or not is yet to be seen.
Right.
All right. We start off this morning with Sharon. Good morning, Sharon. How you doing?
Hi, I'm great. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. All right, now, Sharon, you understand what you have to do here?
Yes, I do.
All right. Are you a big Billy Joel fan?
Huge.
Huge. Okay. How many times have you seen him?
Probably 15.
Wow. Holy. Wow. My confidence is high already.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. All right. Here's the song you're going to be doing. All right. And keep in mind, we can tell if someone's looking up lyrics. We understand that stall.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we find that you're stalling, okay. All right. We will move on to another player. All right. The song you're going to be doing is You May Be Right. And you've got three lines before you get to the hole. You ready?
Ready.
All right. It's all going to come down the phone line to you. Good luck.
I'm standing in the combat zone. I'll walk to Bedford style alone. Even rode my motorcycle in the rain.
All right. Here's your part.
And you told me not to drive because I made it home alive, and you may own. Is that enough?
I would say that yes.
Is the winner.
Way to go. Yes.
That is absolutely how you do it, Sharon. Wow. You've got yourself tickets to see Billy Joel.
Take lessons.
I didn't think the first person was going to get it.
Yeah, well, I thought we were going to go through at least two or three phone calls. You got them all on your own. Oh, thank you for listening. You'll be at the show. Andre will be broadcasting live from that show. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK, because there's no bigger Billy Joel fan in Philadelphia.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9. MGK.
Rain and fire on Game of Thrones last night.
Yeah.
Steve is, now, you're not ticked. There are fans who are ticked.
No, people are complaining about the writing this season and the character development. Well, you know what? Go complain to George R.R. Martin, who's taken 8 years to release his next book.
All right.
You know, somebody would have finished the series twice by now.
Just to defend George, if I was taking in the amount of money that he's taking in, I don't know if I would be sitting at a desk all the time.
Yeah, but you know, he's complaining about it, too.
Oh, really?
Would I have liked him to do the same thing I did? Sure. Well, write the damn book.
Right.
Well, he had 8 years.
All right. Yeah.
There's been like 20 Marvel movies in the past 8 years.
I'll be shocked if he finishes the series. He's got two books he's supposed to have.
You mean if he's alive to finish it?
Exactly.
All right, okay. Yeah. All right, but what an episode last night. What an absolutely incredible episode last night. I mean, without giving anything away, a lot of fire, a lot of blood. It's got to be more blood than I've ever... Even more blood than in the Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah, I think so. It was more Tarantino-esque.
Yeah.
The way blood was flying around.
It was everywhere. Scattered. Absolutely everywhere.
Was the Dilly Dilly King killed?
The Dilly Dilly King, no, he didn't show up. He's such a wuss, you know? He never shows up for the good fights.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
It's time to thin the herd.
Thin the herd. Thin the herd.
You're just going to love this one. This is just, right up there. You know, bombs are not a funny thing.
Mm-hmm, right.
This one's hilarious, but, but normally not a funny thing. There's a 48-year-old guy named Bob Stout in Portland, Oregon, and last month he was mad at a friend for borrowing something and not returning it. It's kind of like giving a pitchfork to somebody you work with, you know, and then they never give it back because they never managed to get the mulch out into their garden.
That'd be a jerk
that's
move.
Been sitting in their driveway for a year.
Unbelievable.
Right? Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe that anybody would do anything like that. But anyway, this guy was mad that his friend didn't. You're not going to say a word? Nothing?
Not yet.
Nothing at all?
Okay. No, because you know why? I still have a tiny bit of mulch sitting in
So Rob decided to get revenge in the form of a dog poop bomb.
Okay.
All right, listen to this guy. He picked up a bunch of dog poop, stuffed it in a plastic toolbox, then he used a battery, wiring, switches, and a car airbag to rig the bomb so that when his friend opened the toolbox, the poop would explode everywhere. And it worked.
Oh, wow.
The bomb went off and dog poop exploded all over the place. Fortunately, the friend wasn't hurt, and Rob was arrested on a felony charge of unlawfully manufacturing a destructive device. Plus, the cops searched his house, and they found meth and a sawed-off shotgun. So Rob was charged for having both of those as well.
In the herd.
Over to you, tool stealer.
A Saturday night. Oh, I do still have that, don't I? Yeah. I'll bring that back. Saturday night in Haines City, Florida, Gary Wayne Anderson was drunk.
Okay.
And he was driving his lawnmower down the street.
Okay.
Which stopped when he hit the back of a police car. The police officer was not in the car at the time, but when he came out, Gary did have an excuse ready, and he said it wasn't his fault that he crashed into the car. It happened because he was drunk.
He said that to the cop.
That is a quote to the cop. It happened because I'm drunk. Well, turns out that his blood alcohol level was a 0.24.
Oh,
which
is
three times the legal limit. His license has been suspended for 41 years because
of
past drunk driving convictions, and he was arrested for drunk driving.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
All right, I'm also in Florida. If you think it's tough living in the real world as a child actor, imagine being named after one. 28-year-old in Clearwater named Corey Feldman.
Oh, God.
Early on Monday morning, he stole his friend's Mercedes from a gas station, sped off, and wound up crashing it, not into a cop car, but a BMW. So a luxury car crash. Both of the people in the BMW were injured and needed to be hospitalized. Corey Feldman was also taken to the hospital with injuries. He's been charged with grand theft auto, DUI with serious bodily injury, and driving with a suspended license.
In the herd.
You know, I know when the mood strikes, you want to seize the moment, but maybe not like this.
Okay.
A 46-year-old guy named Gary Hill and a woman named Crystal Francis from Key West, Florida, last Monday at 9 o'clock at night, they drank a bunch of vodka and decided to get it on right there on the spot. That spot was on a public sidewalk.
Oh, boy.
In front of the police station.
Come on.
All right. When a cop confronted him, Gary said, quote, I'm horny. And she was giving it up right then and there.
God.
Right? And then tried to brush it off as a Key West moment. He was arrested for indecent exposure. Crystal was taken, was so drunk, she wasn't arrested at first. She was taken to the hospital because they were afraid that she was going to die of alcohol poisoning. Oh,
Crystal.
But the cop says, don't worry about it. She's facing charges, too.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.